We'll move on to the Academic and Student Affairs Committee. Trustee McMillan was a pinch hitter as chair yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, the Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday, January 18th, 3 o'clock in this room. Present were Trustees Cepeda, Hall, Hoffman, Schumach, Smart, and myself. In our regular business, we approved the minutes of the meeting of the November 9th committee meeting, and we also reviewed the following recommendations, which will be coming forward for our vote later on. I would note that some of these were also reviewed by other committees. First of all, we reviewed the appointments of faculty, administrative, and professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. We reviewed the recommendations on tuition, student fees, and changes in housing facilities at Urbana-Chicago and Springfield for academic year 17-18. I might comment that Vice President Barb Wilson and Executive Vice President and President of Academic Affairs presented this information, and she will present a summary of it at the conclusion. And I'd just like to comment and compliment the efforts of everyone within the university of putting this together and being able to put forward, as President Killeen said, another year of that flat tuition. Continuing on the agenda, we reviewed the revised policy on acceptance of transfer credit for undergraduate admission, on the appointment of associates to the Center for Advanced Study in Urbana, the appointment of fellows to the Center for Advanced Study in Urbana, appointment of Dean, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana, establishment of Masters of Science in Sustainable Urban Management, College of Fine Arts and Applied Fine and Applied Arts and Graduate College, Urbana, rename the Bachelor of Science in Business Process Management, College of Business, Urbana, rename the Bachelor of Science in Information Systems and Information Technology, College of Business, Urbana, rename the Master of Science in Bioengineering, College of Agriculture, Consumer, Environmental Sciences, and Graduate College, Urbana, and to amend the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Senate Constitution. We also reviewed four related items in Urbana's College of Veterinary Medicine: the establishment of a Doctor of Philosophy in Comparative Biomedical Sciences, and then the elimination of the Doctor of Philosophy in Comparative Biosciences, the Doctor of Philosophy in Veterinary Medicine Science Pathology, and the elimination of the Doctor of Philosophy in Veterinary Clinical Medicine. Moving on to other universities, we appointed the interim dean of the School of Public Health in Chicago and the award of the honorary degree in Springfield. Dr. Wilson also provided an overview of recruitment and admissions, part of which President Killeen talked about this morning for the three universities, and I want to thank her for that presentation. I think we all learned a great deal from that presentation and update. I'd also like to thank the staff of the university for the remarkable work that they've done in learning about the competitive areas of the country and how to recruit those students. Then we had a really interesting presentation. We're honored to hear Dr. Luis Urrea, who's a professor of English at UIC and has been there since 1999. He's a highly acclaimed and award-winning author, also a very popular and respected professor who teaches creative writing at UIC. He talked a lot about his life as a writer, about his work as a faculty member, and the importance of showcasing the University of Illinois and its success. He talked about, and you could tell a great deal of pride, in mentoring young student writers, in advocating for deported veterans and trying to get them back to the United States, in writing about the Donut Dollies, which I'd never heard of before, a group of women who served in the Red Cross in World War II, both behind the lines and in the lines. A remarkable story. Also, being inspired about the intersection between his work and the social justice mission at UIC. We look forward to a new TV production based on one of the award-winning novels that he's written called Into the Beautiful North, which will be broadcast on TNN as a weekly series. So I'm looking forward to that also. Finally, although Dr. Urrea's success as an author is outstanding, his stories of his teaching experience really resonated with us. And I made the comment, he said he was really impressed by the students. And I said, I think sometimes the best students seek out the best faculty, Michael, and I'm sure that's part of it. There was no old business or new business. I would like to lastly express best wishes to UIUC Interim Provost Ed Fazer. And I'm not sure where Ed is right now, but there he is. We really thank you for your exceptional service, all the things that you've done. I know that you're going forward into another leadership responsibility at Oregon State University. We will miss you, but we'll wish you well, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing about Ed Fazer in the future. So best wishes to you. The next meeting will be held March 14th, 3 p.m. in Urbana, and at this time I'd like to ask Vice President Barb Wilson to give a brief summary of the tuition fees and housing.
Thank you, Trustee McMillan. This will be a brief presentation because several of you have seen this already at the other two committee meetings that we presented this information during. And I want to just remind everyone that these recommendations that we're bringing forth to the board today are a result of lots of consultation with each of the universities, faculty, with student groups at each of the universities, and of course with our academic leaders and budget officers. I'm going to have to move this mic because it's trapping my paper. Okay. So going forward, our goal here is to protect access and affordability for our students while sustaining academic quality and competitiveness. You heard a lot about this morning from President Colleen. And so really that drives a lot of our decisions about tuition, but of course we have additional considerations, foremost of which is the uncertainty that we face in the level of state appropriation. So we really have to think about tuition vis-a-vis the other sources of funding that we have. And at this point, the state funding is at best unpredictable. We also look at inflation-driven costs related to educational opportunities. And, of course, we're constantly benchmarking with our peer groups, looking at what tuition rates look like across different disciplines at our peer institutions. So based on all of those considerations, this year, as you've heard, our recommendation is no increase in base tuition rate for new Illinois resident undergraduates in AY 17-18. And I just want to point out that this is, as President Colleen said this morning, this is our third consecutive year that we're proposing no increase. And this is the longest consecutive freeze that we've had in four decades. So 40 years, we've been increasing tuition over different periods of that time. We haven't had a freeze like this since the 70s. So we're very committed to affordability and to encouraging students in Illinois, in particular, to coming to the University of Illinois. So what do those tuition numbers look like? Here's a quick chart that looks at in-state resident tuitions across the three institutions, and you can see there's no change at each of them. I want to point out that last year, Urbana was second among the Big Ten in terms of its tuition level, just to remind you of the context, and highest amongst its IBHE peer institutions. Chicago is fifth amongst 21 of its IBHE peer institutions, and Springfield was sixth highest among its peers. So we really want to work in that context and ensure that we don't get out of line relative to our peers. We've been doing some early benchmarking and seen that several of our peer institutions are increasing tuition for next year, and I gave some of those statistics at the ASAC meeting. Our commitment is to hold steady this year, and I think that will end up changing our rankings, and we'll bring that information to you maybe at the next meeting if we have more clarity on what our peers are doing. In addition, we want to – excuse me, before I go there, let me just say at the graduate level, I'm not going to spend a lot of time because there's a lot of details, but just to let you know that generally speaking, we're holding the line on graduate fees as much as we can and tuition. We really look at market rates there, the cost of professional education, and obviously at our peer institutions as well. The Urbana campus or institution is increasing some graduate fees, but really basing all of them around what we call the higher ed price index, which is the inflationary index. Most of them are going to stay flat or with modest increases. Same thing with Chicago. Chicago has no increase to grad resident or non-resident base, but a couple of increases to some of the differentials in a few of the programs. So we're really holding the line on graduate tuition as best we can. At the professional school level, Urbana is increasing, proposing an increase in vet med tuition and audiology, but under 2% in each case, and a decrease in the tuition for the College of Law, which is a really important facet of their efforts to continue to bring in a world-class group of students, but at affordable cost. At UIC, there are no increases in professional tuitions for medicine or pharmacy, and all others are at or below 2%. So I'll go on now and just review the fees really quickly. Again, I give credit to each of our universities. They've really held the line on fees as well this year. You can see that Urbana is proposing a $16 increase, which is part of the transportation fee. This is the third year of a three-year increase, so we won't see that going forward, hopefully. And then a slight increase in what we call AFMFA, which is deferred maintenance. All in all, it's a 0.5% increase in fees. Chicago has only an increase in library IT fee. It is a $40 increase because they haven't done anything with that fee since 2008. And as you know, there's lots of costs related to providing technology and great library services to students. So that's the only fee there. It represents a 1.3% increase. And at Springfield, where you see a slightly a greater size increase, 10%, it is due to two different fees, the new student union fee, which you all deliberated about and supported, but more importantly, there was a student referendum behind this fee increase, and the students wanted to do it sooner rather than later, so it's larger than it might ordinarily be, and there's also a green fee that also was passed by a student referendum, so it's a 10% increase at Springfield. Proposed room and board rates, again, credit to the three universities for holding constant the cost to the extent that they can. You can see at Urbana, it is no dollar increase at Chicago as well. At Springfield, there's a slight increase, and this is due to some utility increases that are unavoidable, but again, a 0.6% increase only. So that's room and board. So in closing, I just want to remind all of us that we're really working hard to keep education affordable. This is our third year of flat tuition for undergraduate in-state Illinois residents. We're hopeful that we can continue this process going forward. It's part of our long-term commitment. We are increasing financial aid and scholarships, and between the earlier set of questions and now, I can tell you that actually, and this is due to great staff who email you the information the minute you need it, just to give you a sense, and we can go into more detail at a later meeting, but in FY17, the institution across the three universities spent $85 million in financial aid, and it, just 10 years ago it was $28 million. So that represents a tripling in our a commitment to financial aid for our students, and that doesn't count what they're getting at the federal level or from the state when it pays for financial aid, but this is just our own institutional commitment to help our students afford our tuition. So again, $85 million in financial aid last year. I put down future question mark because I just want to underscore that we don't know how long we can keep these commitments going in the face of a lot of uncertainty with state financing, but boy, if we get a budget, we'll be in much better shape going forward. So thank you.
Thank you, Barb. Any questions for Barb?
Dr. Wilson, it seems like every meeting you're wearing a different hat with
different glasses. No,
with different responsibilities and always just outstanding performance. Thank you for your efforts.
Thank you very much. And credit goes to the provosts of the three universities who worked really hard to keep containment of our costs. So I just want to shout out to them. They've been great partners in this. So.
Very good. Thanks, Barb. That concludes our committee report.
Any questions for Trustee McMillan? Well, Ed, thanks again for stepping in, as you always do, when needed, for chairing that meeting yesterday.
Gladly.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Lester, please.
congratulations on your chairmanship. And
thank
I
you.
Should have made this comment when Trustee Cepeda made his report on the Audit Committee. I'm on the Audit Committee, and unfortunately, I was out of town and wasn't able to attend the meeting. And I just want to commend Charlotte Roberts and her group for the tremendous job that they're doing here at the university, and thank the Audit Committee for moving this resolution forward for supplier diversity.
Mr. Chairman, since we're on that subject, may I just address
sure, it of course.
For a moment? I think that what the president and the chancellors and the administrators of this university have done in terms of enhancing opportunities for businesses by minority, female, veterans, etc., is a tremendous step forward for this university. It is a reflection, A, of the states having enhanced its goals for these kinds of opportunities, and so we have collectively enhanced our goals, and I think it's going to be very meaningful in terms of going forward. With the caveat that our goals are wonderful, but we've got to implement those goals, and a part of that is going to require us whenever we can to put more resources into the program so that we can be assured that it is implemented in accordance with our goals. So I just want to thank everybody, including my good friend over here who I fight with all the time, for a job well done. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jim.
I'd just like to amen what Jim said, but I'd like to say in particular, he's been the champion of this. I've worked with Jim on that committee for almost 8 years, and he's consistently moved us on and on and on, getting internal support for it. Jim, congratulations.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay.